yeah. Right here. Crank it up. All right, Gary, bring in the brass section.
Here it is. How about the vocal?
Here it is. As I was yes. walking down the street one day, do you know what time it is? We're getting really close to the time of returning to normalcy, and another big indication of that is SABA down in Tucson, Southern Arizona Home Builders Association, is going to have a live home show in the Tucson Conference Center this May weekend, 21st, 22nd, 23rd. They canceled the spring 2020 due to COVID. They did a virtual video in the fall of 2020, but they're going back live. And we were talking about air conditioning, Romy. Listen to this. At TCC, they've now incorporated something called Venue Shield, which is a comprehensive, best-in-class effort to protect the safety and well-being of the staff, clients, and guests as they return to live attendance in the conference center. It includes new building ventilation. They've replaced all the air filter system, enhanced filters with new technology to introduce outside air. So the Tucson Convention Conference Center has updated all their mechanical system in an ongoing attempt. There's a positive of the COVID chaos. This is going to pay dividends for the Tucson Conference Center forever. It's going to be cleaner, healthier indoor air forever. So SABA is going to do the Southern Arizona Home Show Friday, May 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Tickets are $8. Seniors, 65 plus, military, and frontline workers are half price. Children under 12 are free. Discount coupons are available at sabahomeshow.com. Parking's free in the new garage on the east side and lots surrounding the Tucson Conference Center. So, hallelujah, baby. Does anybody know what time it is? It's time to get back to normal, and SABA is going to lead the way. For those of you in Pinal, Pima, Santa Cruz, Cochise County, get to the SABA Home Show May 21st, 22nd, and
23rd. Oh, we're missing a detail here.
What did I miss?
Are the tri-tips going to be there?
Good point. Very good point.
Well, you can't. It can't be back to normal if I can't buy a whole tri-tip.
Well, to celebrate the return of the in-person show, live music will be outside by the food trucks from 3 to 6 p.m.
Okay, all right, food trucks.
So,
okay, got a choice. Tri-tip's better.
I buy two. One to eat on the drive home and one to share with the family when I get home.
If you have time to share with them, right?
Saba tri-tips. They're hard to beat, that's for sure.
And it is Mother's Day weekend.
Oh,
you what? I was
call.
Actually
yes.
dragging that out, waiting for Mom to get back in, because I didn't know the details of Schnepp Farms. I know they gave us tickets to give away to
yes.
our listeners.
Mm-hmm. We have two sets of four for a family time out at Schnepp Farms, and you have to use them by the end of May, which is good because it'll be hotter anyway.
And the peach season will be close to ending.
Yeah, yeah, and the peaches last.
Oh
gosh,
man.
Yeah,
and they need to get down there.
Their little
man,
store out there is just fantastic. I think they even have rides still, Romy, this
yeah.
month. So,
and well, yeah, he even said when he was in last week that they have additional. Like carnival rides in.
Yeah.
That's right.
Spread
it's
out.
Agritainment Fair.
Yeah. Yes.
That's
it's
it.
All the rage, and it's just so much fun. You can shop for food, and there's all kinds of baked goods. Can't go wrong. So how are we going to do that, Romy? We're going to give those away, two sets of four. You can text us at 411-923.
Okay.
And just put in there Schnepp Farms.
And then we'll pick a random
yeah.
person by the end of the broadcast.
And if you don't text, I will take a couple phone calls, but I can't promise you I'll get them all.
Sounds good. And speaking of text, we've got a number of questions that have come in. One texter says, my driveway has sunk 3 to 4 inches. What are my options to raise it back up? Last week, we also had Bob Brown of Arizona Foundation Solutions, and they do mud jacking, which will pump up and lift up the underneath of a slab. And it's, they've got foam products, they've got grout products, they've got a mixture. It just
they
depends
do.
On what the soil condition is and why, what caused the underneath to run out. We'll determine which one of those items they use. And then somebody had called, texted in as a follow-up. We didn't mention this last hour when Jeff was in with Rias about the R22.
Freon.
A lot of people that are trying to make a sale will try and sell you a new air conditioning unit saying, you know.
Scare tactics.
Yeah, Freon, you know, the R22. Yes, they're not manufacturing it anymore. Yes, it is more expensive because of that. And it's a federal mandate, it's a government mandate to not manufacture it. But there are warehouses, and you can recycle R22. It's going to be in circulation at least another 10 years. So don't let that scare you. You know, even though it costs more, it's not a $30,000 air conditioning unit.